teach you about submission a little bit, Pat. That's right. Listen. Relax. Hear my voice. Good. I did warn you about my words more than once. I've put those warnings out there, but you know full well what I do, which is just find words that recur. The work isn't being done on my end. There's no special ability or power or influence. There's not even really much skill to it, except the skill at knowing which words are going to speak to your mind so effectively that you're still thinking them to yourself weeks later. Which little phrases are going to tease and train and influence your brain until all you can do is go back to them again and again. I paint a picture, a vision, a visage inside your head that says, yeah, that would be pretty great if that could happen. And the way I tempt your mind is by telling it exactly what it's wondering about can happen to your body, your brain. The true learning of submission comes in learning just which phrases about submission will make you stay on the path. And it is a path. A long, slow, winding trail toward a place where every word I say is the instant command of your heart and mind. Where every word I say is the instant resolve you will settle yourself toward. Ringing in your ears, jolting to the back of your brain, collared and pinned and confined and taut. If you keep hearing the words, they'll eventually build a system in your brain to make more of them. I don't even have to supply the ideas forever. Just enough to prime the pump, enough to spark the submission system, and you've already got a pretty good one. So if I add to it, well, I'm just adding to the flame, keeping it burning, keeping you yearning for the moment of kneeling release where you are, everything underfoot, everything trapped under, confined in my word and will, in what I do and what you feel. So let's talk about submission. That faint drumming, pulsing, aching, throb in the back of your head, the back of your body, all of you pushing you forward toward what you feel drawn to. And in my case, you're drawn to me, drawn underfoot, drawn to kneel. Kneeling, delicate, wonderful sensation, on its own a mere action of brief devotion. But for you, it starts the flame, it primes the pump. Kneeling is just the beginning when the crank begins to turn and your mind starts to tell you every other way. You might improve your submission. You might make me happier. You might serve, not just me, but anywhere you can serve. Being able to serve and serve a purpose is its own wonderful pleasure. Having someone else set the moves of the dance, but knowing that it is your job to follow well. That is a delicate, glorious, mind-numbing, constant pulse that can remain at the back of your head at all times. Anytime the opportunity to submit arises, anytime the opportunity to kneel and lose yourself in pleasure and sensation comes from the back of your brain to the forebrain and becomes the controlling influence, here is a command to kneel and to pulse. Squeeze and to dart with pleasure. Every bit of you is part of your obedience to a command until eventually obeying feels better than sex, better than climax. Even the command to refrain from touching, to hold back, though your arousal be at its peak, would feel better than what you might get from disobedience. Giving in to the urge and the dance, the painting and the picture, the idea, the fetish, the urge, the exploration, the fantasy. Letting yourself be a part of these, each of these, part of the design. That temptation's already in you. I've just got to set it loose that there are more opportunities for submission, for desire, for exploration than you have known before. And that every time you get a new one, kneeling becomes not just an action, but the spark that opens the gate of euphoria, the gateway drug to deeper obedience, kneeling, looking up, waiting, waiting for the command, waiting primed, waiting as long as it takes, because when it arrives, the glorious release and paroxysm inside your brain, the spasm that goes down the back of your neck and throughout your entire body, is so good. Once you've experienced it once, you want it again. Once you know it, you want it again. Once you buzz for it, You'll wonder how you ever did without it. And that's the story of submit. Submit in the back of your brain, telling you to kneel, telling you to give in. Submit, a word with an edge to it that slips a drop of pure desire, the drug of aching subspace into your head. Submit, buzzing and pulsing and reminding you what you are, a word that comes not from me, but from your own waiting, listening, resting consciousness being spurred into action. An opportunity to submit. Better devote all your energy to it. Better give in, better deepen, better kneel, better feel it in every inch of your body, every bit of your brain, every squirming part of your consciousness. Submit. A buzz that just stays and carries itself on again and again over larger and larger swaths of your mind. A fantasy that makes itself happen again and again, enacts itself, a self-reifying word, the word submit. And sometimes that's enough. To know that word is lurking in your mind, that fetish, that fantasy, that urge, and that when you wear its trappings, you give in to its rules. Kneel and wait. Wait and serve, because the pleasure even of waiting for the next command is so much greater than anything you might get by selfishly seeking to use your energy on your own. At least when the rules in time are right. Wait for the submission, for the urge, for the squeezing, shocking, pulsing pump of that drug-like, beautiful subspace into your head. It's what you asked for. It's what you wanted. Now it's what you've got, and that idea and those words and those thoughts are in your brain. They have nothing to do with me now. They are loose. They are out in the world. They exist inside of you now, a replication, a chemical encoding in your brain where you remember the words, or you at least remember the thrust and sentiment. You have been, quite literally, injected with a new train of thought, a new encoded factory for making things that line up with the word submit. Your brain contains it now. Mine did, but I had it in an inactive state. The problem is, your body, your brain, are such natural receivers of the instruction to submit, that the moment the factory entered your head, it turned itself on. You turned it on. You wanted it there. That submission-building drug, that little gene of thought, that infectious meme from my mental manufacture to your waiting, undeveloped consciousness, has created a submission factory inside your head that will keep going and going, pulsing and buzzing, drugging and training, conditioning you toward everything you think of when you think the word submit. We don't always need to have the same meaning, but come on, you know we do. You know that part of your fetish, your fantasy, your urge will forever be devoted to that idea of true, submissive deepness, and you will keep making thoughts about it, making ideas about it, infecting your own brain and body in the most blissful, self-actualizing, pleasurable way.